It's time for a pride and promotion extra as we mosey on down to the Rapid Fire Ranch. Take a listen.
Everybody, thank you for joining the Pride and Promotion podcast. I like to call this segment the Rapid Fire Ranch. We're getting a little, you know, nitty gritty today. We're going to go on the ranch and do a little bit of a roundup with our special guest today, Kevin Martin of Safe House Wellness. Kevin, thank you for joining today. How are you?
I am doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited for this.
I am so excited. You are the first guest on, you know, just giddy up, buckle up, Ranchero. We're going to do some rapid fire questions. Are you ready? Are you excited?
I am ready. I have no idea what to expect, and I love it.
Okay. Okay. And also, we're getting pretty queer and pretty prideful with this, so, you know, it should be fun. So, drum roll, please. First question. Okay. Yeah. Madonna or Rihanna? Go.
Oh, crap.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. I'll have to say Madonna from the foundational, groundbreaking aspect. The historic plan. She pretty much set the stage. So Madonna.
Okay. Good question. I would have to go with that one as well. Number two, if you were to have lunch with RuPaul, any version of Ru from the 80s to today, what would you have meal-wise and what would you like to talk about?
That's such a great question. I feel obligated to say like a Tic Tac lunch, but that wouldn't be fulfilling. So I would say barbecue, just because I could eat barbecue all the time. I feel like Rue would really enjoy that too. And I would love to just laugh with Rue, just like talk story, just to, you know, talk about some of her favorite experiences, her mental health challenges, the difficulty she's been through, but also just have a good time. Yeah.
And she has such an intoxicating smile and laugh too, that just makes you feel welcome on all the recordings and on her show, so forth and so on. So I would definitely have to agree with the laughing sounds fun. And I'll be at the lunch with you, by the way. So thanks for inviting me. Number three, how do you dress for success? How do you dress for success? Give a brief description of the perfect prideful outfit.
Dress for success. We talking work wise,
non-specific, just what's okay. The perfect prideful outfit for you?
Ooh, for me personally, it's what I'm most comfortable in, which is just athletic shorts and athletic shirt. Just something. Okay. Yeah. That's where I feel most myself, most comfortable. That's where I feel I'm most down to earth, most happy, where I show up the closest version of myself. And that's the person that I like to be. That's where I feel very aligned with who I am. And that's where I feel very prideful. Yeah. So I'd have to say my athletic gear.
I love it. Comfy, prideful, sexy, all the above. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And yes. 10 mm-hmm. across the board. Number four, Kevin, what does happiness mean to you?
Ooh, happiness. That is the guiding, filter or question of my life. Every single day I just ask myself if I'm happy. So at the end of the day, I'll ask myself, like, was I happy today? And if it's yes, then I keep doing the same thing I've been doing. If not, then I make some sort of change. But happiness is this isn't really a definition, but it's a description. But like, for me, it's that feeling of if I were to pass away today, will I be satisfied with how my life went? And if so, then I must be doing something right. So that's what happiness is for me.
Okay. Number five, this is a little bit different. What's your favorite vacation destination and why?
Ooh, now I will have to say, I'm going to give you two answers. actual like vacation place, I'd say Japan. I went to Japan last year. Absolutely loved it. I'd move there in a heartbeat. Absolutely incredible. But I would also say my home back in Ohio. where like when I go back to visit, I get to see my family, my nieces, my dogs, my friends, the farm, all the good stuff. And so like that always just brings me so much joy just to see everybody, just to reconnect, to laugh with my grandma and stuff like that. So yeah, I'd say those two places.
Okay. Well, those are amazing answers. Thank you so much for your time. If you can please share more with our audience, more about yourself, your website, your socials on all the interwebs, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, totally, totally. Yeah, so my name is Kevin Martin. Like Joseph said, I am a mental wellness coach. I am a previous counselor and therapist, but I do more coaching work now. I have my own private practice. It's called Safe House Wellness Services. You can find it online at safehousewellness.com. And house is spelled H-A-U-S. Instagram is the same, Safe House Wellness. And then I also started a nonprofit organization called Safe House Foundation. And that's for clients who may have difficulty or may have financial barriers impacting their ability to afford counseling, coaching, therapy services. So that way the foundation is able to pay for that for them so they can still receive the care that they need and that they deserve. So that's safehousefoundation.org. And Safe House Foundation is Instagram handle as well. And again, house is H-A-U-S.
That's amazing. Kevin, thank you so much for being a beacon to the community, allowing us to have this conversation full of pride. Everybody, that's your first episode of the Rapid Fire Ranch. Be sure to check out the Pride and Promotion podcast. I'm your host, Joe Federico, and we'll talk soon, guys. Take care.